Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tips, brought to you by the Hunt, Lift, Eat podcast. I'm Carter McKenzie. Once again, repeat, this is week two right now with the Goon Squad still. Everybody stayed on. We're talking tree stands. We're talking ground blinds. We're talking stand preparation. We're talking the ins and outs of how we all like to hunt across this country. And I guess kicking it off first for us, making his podcast debut, we got Tyler Besall. What's going on, man?
What's up, dudes?
Good to have you on.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the invite. Yeah so I hunt out of a tree saddle like pretty much 99% of the time. Yeah, so it's a little bit different. I like to get like as mobile as possible because where I hunt at, it's a lot of rifle hunters. So everybody kind of gets in the same spots, same grooves, and I like to get the deer before they do because it's like a out of spite thing almost for me. Like the biggest thing I do is I don't set up facing the sun because the amount of times that I've missed deer just because I can't see shit or I'm just staring at the sun, you know, and get the yellow spots out there and then everything looks like a deer at that point. So you're like, oh, gotta do this. And then also like I like to pick out, I'll get on any tree. I don't really care as long as it doesn't bend over when I get on it. A lot of people are like super picky, like, oh, I got to be on a walnut or an oak. I'm like, dude, I don't even know what that is. I'm just going to climb this one and see what happens. And so, like, I carry three ladder steps, but I look for the trees that have, like, branches busting off of there so I can just physically climb like an ape through it and get as high as possible because I move around a lot. Like, just kind of do everything that they told me not to do, to be honest with you. But it seems to work out. And then... like, I always get out there, try to pick a tree before because I hate ants with a passion. When you're sitting on, like, a saddle, the ants will literally climb down the freaking rope, and you're just watching them, and you're like, what am I going to do here? And then they're red, so you're like, oh, my God, now I'm going to have them in my crotch. I'm going to be scratching. But so I got to get high as hell up there just so nothing's going to see me moving around, you know? And then, like, another, I guess, getting comfortable with your stuff because – I know Kayla's fell out of a tree stand. I fell out of a tree stand. Fell out of a tree saddle because I never used it before. And I was like, I'm going to go out there and just send it. And then I was upside down and couldn't figure out how to get, like, my bow cocked or anything because I was just – just wasn't it, man. I had a lot of mistakes, but, you know, it works. It's like, yeah. So I hunt off a kayak like 99% of the time, too, on public land. I just cross the Mississippi River. So, like, I have to be pretty light because that thing can only hold 250 pounds, and I'm 200 pounds. And then, you know, I just – my gear, I think, weighs 30. And then I just float the deer back with life jackets.
Dude, this is amazing. You are you're a wealth of knowledge. There's a lot to unpack here, Tyler. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up really poor, so I was just kind of doing things on my own and trying to – like, my first tree saddle was, like, 10 years ago, and I was using a gunner's belt from when I was in the Marine Corps. I just put it around my waist and tied it to the tree. And that was like what I first started on. It smelled like diesel fuel. Didn't really ever see anything. Wonder why. But
I think there's a lawsuit for that right now, buddy.
If player cards right, you can get $17.
Yeah, exactly. A 3M, baby. $17.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man, I love that. There's a lot there. Rule number one, ants are the worst when you're saddle hunting.
Yes.
Is that what I'm picking up?
Ants and spiders and ticks. But, I mean, what are you going to do about a tick because you don't even see them till they're in?
For sure. And then when you got to take a shit, what do you do?
I cut a hole and sewed it in my tree saddle, dude. So, like, I can literally just pull my pants down and my asshole hangs out the back. And, like, you're leaning anyways, so you're not going to get anything.
Like, it's like a squatty putty.
Yeah, it's better though. It's more comfortable, and you can like adjust it as you're going down. So you'll see me out there just like in a full squat, knees up at the chest. Just all right.
Oh my god!
I love that. I can't wait to hunt with you, man.
Come on up, man.
That's fantastic. I've never saddle hunted before, but we're doing a saddle hunting podcast next week to talk about the ins and outs. So yeah, I'm curious. I might have to pick your brain a little bit and.
So like I'll never go back to a normal tree stand.
Yeah. Just, the mobility just seems amazing.
Yeah, and I mean it's more comfortable. I can sit for like 6 hours before my legs start hurting and stuff. And I mean, like, I move around quite a bit, just like getting out of the wind or whatever, especially when it's really cold. And I like being able to get around the tree and stuff instead of just being stuck and having to do that weird shuffle on a platform, you know, to where you can't get around. And like, I don't know. I think I paid like $300 for the one I have now. And I've been literally using like a weightlifting belt for like my back strap because I don't want to buy one because it's just like, why would I? I actually told Luke, I was like, just do this. When he bought it, he's like, I already bought one. I'm like, oh, well, could have saved you some cash there, man.
Man, this is a treasure trove of tips. I love this, man. That's awesome. CrossFit Wolverine, you want to introduce yourself and tell us where you're hunting and kind of what rigs you hunt out of?
Sure. Yeah, I've been from Texas, so it's flat out here. So when I was growing up, I hunted out of a lot of tower stands out here. And when I started getting into bow hunting, I would have wanted to do tripods and kind of just barely be up in kind of in the tree. But I got to where I started ground blind hunting. And ground blind hunting is just my passion. I can't tell you last time I've shot a deer out of a tower stand or anything like that. I've just been on the ground with them. And because I feel like I don't have to worry about on the archery side. I don't have to worry about the angle of the shot affecting the shot because I'm already flat on the ground in the ground blind. I feel like it's more of a challenge too, because I mean, you're on the ground with them right there. And then when they walk up right close to you, like this past season, I had a doe stick her head into the blind. It was a young deer, but it was pretty cool. And she didn't stay there long when she did that, but she took off. And, when I was younger, I hated wasps, and anybody that's hunting a tower stand in Texas know in early season, it is just, there's wasps everywhere. And I'll never forget story. When I was up there one time, my dad told me, just stay still. They won't bother you. They're not going to mess with you. I don't stay still. No shit. That son of a bitch flew right on my stomach and stung the shit out of me, and I wouldn't even move. And then you'd swat one into the bottom of the blind, and there'd be wasps flying everywhere, and you don't know where the wasps went. So it's a lot quieter for me in the ground blind because I don't have to worry about it. I just have to worry about snakes and stuff like that, but it doesn't bother me much. But
for sure. Yeah. That's awesome.
Do what?
Have you seen those 360 blinds with like the mesh that covers? So that's what, yeah. I just got one of those, dude, and I would just go ahead and spend the $200 on it because it's so freaking sweet.
Like, yeah, awesome. Ground blinds are awesome. They're really forgiving with movement.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you, which is great for
you, can lay on the ground.
Yeah. I mean, you can,
do whatever.
Move around, adjust, you know, you brush them in well, and you can really get set up in really any kind of situation you need to on a trail or crossing point or.
When I'm on overtime, I use a hotspot and sit in a blind.
There you go.
Right there.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's great too.
The more I've hunted in the ground blind and actually tied on limbs and stuff, it makes a huge difference when you actually brush the blind in. And then bow hunting, like you said, it adds a huge element being able to pull back on your bow without anything seeing you, which is, yeah, that's why I love bow hunting out of them.
Heck yeah. That's awesome. OG Caleb, you want to introduce yourself and give us some knowledge?
Yeah, what's up, guys? My friends call me Poppy. I'm down here in Houston. What's up, guys? I hunt out of kind of everything, man. I'll hunt without a blind, I'll hunt in a tree stand, I'll fall out of a saddle whenever I don't secure the platform, and then I bear hug it like a fucking man and climb back up and cut your bicep open, dude. I'm all about it, man. I poop out of stands, I freaking sleep in stands, I don't give a shit. Like, whatever.
Tell us about your fall,
dude. It was so I didn't even, I prepped, is I just got that saddle, the climbing saddle. And I was like, man, I don't know how to do this. So I'm getting on YouTube. I look up how to pretty much tie off, and I do it on one of my support rafters in my house. And so like, I'm just kind of sitting back on like, I don't know, 4 feet off the ground. I was like, that's cool. I think I got it down. I go set up in a tree the next morning. And, I think I was just adjusting my support rope, whatever it is, my tether up above my head. Well, then the platform shifted and kind of just let go because I'm an idiot and I don't know how to set it up. And so it just kind of fell like 2 feet, and so did I, but I thought I was falling like 40 feet. So I just bear hugged this fucking tree and was like, I'm not dying today, boys. Not today.
It's scary, isn't it?
Dude, it is like, I don't know, man.
Oh shit. My dad warned me about this.
Dude, you get
can't fall in a ground blind, right, Ben?
Yeah. That's a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's awful, dude. You know that feeling you get whenever you're falling asleep and you kind of doze off and like it scares the shit. Yeah, that it was like that, but I wasn't asleep and I just shit my pants. So, like, dude, it was miserable. I was so mad.
So check your platforms. Is that your tip?
Yeah, man, check your platforms and practice your equipment before you get out there. No joke. Or don't, which is always a fun experience. So
swing it.
Yeah. That's how men do it.
Oh, man.
Nice. I love it. Mr. Alabama, you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, guys, I'm Jeremy. Thanks, Carter. All right, so I actually have two. One of the most crucial things I have in my pack, I mean, I'm a hardcore like a tree stand hunter. Like I've hunted out of tree stands. Like I've had my Summit Viper for like 7 years going on. And one of the best pieces of equipment I have in my waist pack is a pair of pruning shears, because like you're climbing, like there'll be like a small limb that you can't get your cable over. So you have to snip that. And instead of you having a, like kind of like bear hug it and awkwardly and like I make love to the tree and have to break it. So, and then also, but I wish someone had told me this when I first started out using a tree stand, was put the tree stand on at an angle, because if you don't, it's going to get smaller, like smaller, smaller, the higher you go up. And if you're didn't adjust it right, it's going to be loose as fuck. And then somebody's going to pop off the tree and then down you go with it. And then you're going to tear your bicep and shove a tree. It'll be bad.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it happens.
Whoops. Yeah, that's good. I had written down for my tip, carry a folding saw. I always carry a handsaw in my
bone saws work pack. Too.
Yep. Always. So if you need to cut a quick shooting lane or, you know, you need a little window or, you know, everything looks different from the ground than when you're actually up in the tree. So pop one of those out, pruning shears. That's fantastic, man. I mean, I guess for my tip, other than the handsaw, it'd be pay attention to where you're setting it up. Like Tyler mentioned, I set up my archery stand here at the house. And then first time season opener went out. And as soon as the sun rose, it was right in my eyes and I couldn't see a damn thing. Because I didn't pay attention to the fact that I was facing my stand east, and it was totally useless. So you got to pay attention to that. Small things. Pay attention to where the prevailing wind's coming from. You want your stand to be downwind. I think a lot of people just go out and hunt stands that they have on their property without considering that, or just set up a stand because an area looks good without considering maybe, hey, what's the wind do in this spot?
100% me.
And yeah. I mean, me too. I did it for years until somebody taught me better. I just was looking at it from my point of view rather than a deer's point of view.
Also, when you're tree stand hunting, like you have to worry about thermals too, because like the hot air rises, or like cold air rises and blows all that like warm air away from you. So, you gotta watch it, like watch the thermals as like it goes down. That way, like it doesn't go to like a draw or something. You get winded that way.
I guess it's not really a thing in Texas, is it?
No.
Too flat.
Yeah, it's too flat. I know a guy that would sit in a tree stand smoking.
Yep. With bow money. Yep, 100%.
I mean, my dad's killed every deer smoking a cigarette. Like,
I love that.
Just does it. I don't get it, but.
Heck yeah.
It works. Maybe that's my tip. Smoke cigarettes while you're sitting there.
Dude, we had a guy at our hunting club, Uncle Randall. He would hunt in blue jeans and smoke cigarettes, and he would kill bigger deer than everybody else in camp.
Yep.
He's probably 70 too.
Yep, probably still is, and that was 15 years ago. So
yeah, he doesn't age.
Like a straight plaid, I bet too.
Yeah, just fucking jeans and ripping cigs.
Different times, that man. That's a different generation of hunting, buddy.
Different generation.
That's whenever they were fearless, and now you're too scared. Like you got to wear all matching camo. People forget what it's like to just not fucking be a loser.
Yeah, if you guys see me in all matching camo, you'll know I made it big.
Yeah, you fucking made it, man. We got a second mortgage for the sickest year, right?
That's right, dude. Hell yeah. Well, heck yeah, guys. This has been awesome. This is going to be a good episode. I think there's a lot of stuff folks can take away from this, and we've covered the bases on how folks like to hunt across the country. Maybe this could be a full episode if you guys are down.
Down.
Oh yeah.
I'll go down if you got $6.
There it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even need that.
There it is.
I'll pay you.
Oh yeah. Well, there it is. Well, listeners, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you guys next week.